Hey, my friends, I hope you had a beautiful start into the new week. Today, we are going to look at a very interesting topic. Those of you who have listened to the last episode know that I discussed what are the three wrong reasons to become an entrepreneur, in my opinion. And today, I want to look with you at what the right reasons are. Yes, there are right reasons to become entrepreneurs or even to quit one's job. So hang in tight because we are going to get into this today. So last time I sort of left you at a cliffhanger and I just shared with you what three wrong reasons are to become entrepreneurs. And I have compiled this list. I've told you that I have compiled this list over the years because I was able to work with different people, with different startups. And it was always interesting for me to speak to the founders and to sort of find out what had driven them to do what they were doing. And of course, nobody came along and said, "Hey, Archana, I went into entrepreneurship because I'm bitter." No, of course not. But when I spoke to those people, I could make out that the reasons and the stories that came up underneath all the fluff and all the stylish presentation was sometimes really coming from a negative space. So if you're wondering about that and haven't heard that episode yet, go back to episode number 54 and take a listen. But today is going to be about the exact opposite thing, because I've also found that not everyone who starts an entrepreneurship does so for the wrong reasons. There are really some fantastic and amazing and right reasons, in my opinion, to become entrepreneurs and or even to quit one's job, by the way. And I would like to share that with you today. Okay, so let's get started. The number one reason, the right reason to quit your job and become an entrepreneur is calling or purpose. If you know for sure that this is your calling and purpose and you can serve God's kingdom in a better way, there is no reason for you whatsoever to wait around. My friends, if that is you, just venture into that thing full on. I really want to recommend doing that. Then the second reason I have heard or found out in my market research, so to speak, with startups is that some people really venture into this because they want to have more time freedom and more financial freedom. And often in those cases, it is like that they might make more money in a paid job or in an employment, but they choose to walk away from all of that because they have discovered that they are not happy. The time constraints are just too limiting. You have to be in the office, for example, from 8 to 5 or from 9 to 5. And then there is also a lot of pressure along with that. And so if you find that this life is not for you and that you would like to lead a wholesome life without making money your idol or without making idle time your idol, idle time in the sense that just doing nothing for the rest of your lives, your goal. I think there is wisdom and a true good reason to go for entrepreneurship, because I've discovered that this is really the upside of entrepreneurship. You get to redefine your rules. Nobody is going to force you to work from 9 to 5. Now, can you do that if you wish to do so? Yes, of course. But do you really have to? Can you not be more efficient? Can you not be challenged to do things differently or to lay out your business in a different way that would allow you and hopefully those who work for you to live lives that are more wholesome and freeing? That is a real question and a real challenge. And I've met a couple of people who have done that. There are not too many of them, but I have met a couple of them, and it's really interesting and awesome to know them and inspiring to know how they did this. So if that is your reason to become an entrepreneur, please do go ahead. You have my green signal and blessing for that. The third real good reason to become an entrepreneur and even quit your job is if you truly are the expert in a certain field. If you are the expert, you are passionate about something, I believe that it is right to go into that direction. And for that, I also feel sometimes people fall into the trap of thinking they are an expert in a certain field, but actually they are not. So how do you know whether you are the expert in a certain field? If you have passion for a certain thing, if you have a lot of experience doing something, and if you have helped other people, if you are known to have helped other people, and other people have actually said to you that it was really helpful what you did, then the chances are that you are an expert in that field. And just remember one thing, you don't have to be an expert on the planet to be an expert in the field. So if you find maybe 10 other people or even 100 other people who are better than you, fair enough. I mean, that's okay. But maybe you are serving a different kind of clientele, and then it is good, or it is enough, what you know is just enough to be an expert for that sort of customer group. I really believe that you need a certain attitude of service and of putting the customer at the center of everything you do to become an expert, and you have to be willing to invest the time and the heart to invest in yourself, to educate yourself more so that you can become that expert in a certain area. And I really believe you cannot fake this. If you do not have the person, the customer, right in the center of everything you do, people will see through you eventually. And if you're wondering right now how to become an expert in a certain field, I have an episode on this. It is episode number 43. So go back, listen to this episode to get more tips. I think I listed something like 3 tips to be known as an expert in your field, something along the lines. That is the title of the episode. But anyway, if you are an expert in a field, this would be a really good reason to become an entrepreneur. Now, I would be doing you a huge disservice if I were just to give you these 3 reasons and then sign off this episode, because I have an important thing to say about these 3 reasons. How do you know that any of these reasons are in line with what God wants for you? So if you feel that something is your calling and purpose, you should pray about it. You should take the time to meditate, to ask God, and to sort of get the confirmation that this is truly your calling and purpose before you quit your job. The same is true for if time, freedom, and financial freedom is your motivation, you really need to take the time to ensure that you are not putting money on this elevated pedestal, or your family on an elevated pedestal, or the whatever you are pursuing to have more time for, that you do not put that thing on a pedestal, but that you have the right kind of mindset around this, a wholesome kind of mindset. And I'm sure that we will have more on this in future episodes, but I really would feel bad just to leave you with these three tips without saying that. And the same is also true about being an expert in the field. You can be an expert in many fields and still not be called to do that for a living. You can be an expert in planes and still not be called to fly a plane unless you have an education in that. I hope you see what I mean with that example, right? Or you can be an expert in cars and in all the car models, but that doesn't mean that you're supposed to drive one without having the proper license and going through all the processes, right? So make sure that when you think that these are your motives, that you let yourself be challenged also by your friends, by your family. Let them confirm or maybe not confirm that this is your calling, or that they believe that you have a talent at this. Just try to really discern whether the assumptions you have made are true. And I would also like to touch on something here about becoming an entrepreneur and quitting your job. Now, I really want you to consider the timing for quitting your job. Is it really wise to quit your job before having had a firm footing in the right area? Wouldn't you be doing yourself a huge disservice, because you would be putting yourself under a lot of pressure that is highly uncalled for or unnecessary? And this makes me actually circle back to the entire topic of wealth creation. As you guys know, Moonshot Entrepreneur, this podcast is about wealth creation for Christians. And there are different ways to create wealth. And I really believe that you should look at the different outlets or the different streams that allow you to create wealth. It's not just entrepreneurship or only being employed or only investing or only working from home or whatever. Wealth creation as well as entrepreneurship has a lot to do with timing, with perseverance and patience, and for us Christians also a lot to do with God and what His direction is, discerning the way He is leading us, the Holy Spirit is guiding us, and understanding whether we are standing in the full purpose of God. So I hope before you become an entrepreneur, ideally, or before you quit your job, that you would take time to really examine the reasons why you are doing it. And if you are here for the right reasons, I'm really happy for you. And if you are not, I suggest that you take this to God in prayer. And at the same time, if you are finding yourself that you have launched yourself into entrepreneurship, but really need or really feel that you need to learn more about the financial side, about the strategic side of being an entrepreneur, I want to invite you to join my email list. You can shoot me an email, support@moonshot-entrepreneur.com. When you reach out to me, I'm very happy to add you to my email list and to send out the correct information and all the tips to you right into your inbox, so that you have easy access to all that you need to know about the financial side as well as the strategic side about being an entrepreneur. Believe me, there are a lot of things to know. Wouldn't it be great if you could just ask your questions and learn more about it while you are working on it? Or if you're still playing with the thought of quitting your job and becoming an entrepreneur, wouldn't it be really awesome to know in advance what you're supposed to do, how you're supposed to set it up, what is the wise way of doing things in your specific circumstances? I'm here for all of these questions, so join my email list. I'm happy to send you out all the information in weekly emails, and I just look forward to connecting with you guys. So once again, it's support@moonshot-entrepreneur.com. And I really truly look forward to being a sparring partner and your friend in all of this. So my friends, I can't wait to connect with you guys very soon. Stay wrapped up in Christ's love. Until next time. Real quick before you go, if this podcast blessed you in some way, the number one way you can thank me is by leaving me a written review for the show over on Apple Podcast. I seriously am lit up every time I hear from you guys. So if this show has impacted your life in some way, just let me know about it. And here's the second thing you can do. Take a screenshot of this episode or of your review and go share it over on Facebook and tag me. God bless as you dare to make the change.